This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. A decades-long mystery now moving closer to resolution, a case that underscores both the persistence of families and the evolving power of forensic science. A man who spent more than 30 years searching for his missing mother has finally learned what happened to her. Antonio Wiley was just a teenager in Detroit when his mother, Anita Wiley, disappeared in 1987. She left home one day and never returned. For decades, her case went cold. But investigators say that changed with advances in DNA technology and a renewed effort to identify remains long classified as unknown. Through a forensic matching program, authorities were able to link Antonio Wiley's DNA to remains that had been recovered not long after his mother vanished, but never identified. Those remains had been buried in a cemetery for unidentified victims. Investigators now say Anita Wiley was a victim of homicide, though details about her death, including who may be responsible, remain under investigation. At the time of her disappearance, Detroit was experiencing a surge in violent crime, with hundreds of homicides reported that year alone. Authorities believe her case may have been lost amid that wave of violence. For Antonio Wiley, the discovery is both heartbreaking and meaningful, finally confirming what happened after decades of uncertainty. Law enforcement officials say the case is now active again, and identifying her remains could generate new leads. For families of the missing, officials say this case highlights a critical message. Even after decades, answers are still possible. In Alabama, a long-running and deeply emotional murder case involving a college student has reached another milestone. Anaya Blanchard, a 19-year-old student, was reported missing in 2019. Her disappearance sparked a multi-state search and drew national attention. Authorities later confirmed she had been abducted and killed. Prosecutors say the suspect, Ibrahim Yazid, was already out on bond at the time, a detail that intensified scrutiny of the justice system and bail practices. Investigators say Blanchard was last seen at a convenience store, and surveillance video, along with forensic evidence, helped connect Yazid to the crime. Her remains were eventually found in a wooded area. The cases moved through the courts over several years, with prosecutors seeking accountability in what they describe as a violent abduction and murder. Blanchard's family has remained vocal throughout the process, advocating for justice and legislative changes aimed at preventing similar cases. Authorities say the case remains a stark example of how quickly a missing persons investigation can become a homicide, and how critical early evidence can be in building a case. More crime and justice news after this. In Utah, a jury has delivered a guilty verdict in a case that prosecutors say involved deception, financial motives, and a fatal dose of poison. Corey Richens was convicted in connection with the death of her husband, Eric Richens. Prosecutors argued that Richens poisoned her husband with fentanyl, a powerful synthetic opioid, in what they described as a calculated act tied to financial gain. Investigators testified that Eric Richens died suddenly, and toxicology reports later revealed a lethal amount of fentanyl in his system. Authorities say the case drew additional attention after Corey Richens went on to publish a children's book about grief following her husband's death, a detail prosecutors highlighted during the trial. The defense challenged the prosecution's timeline and evidence, but jurors ultimately found her guilty. The case underscores the growing role of forensic toxicology in homicide investigations, particularly as fentanyl continues to be involved in both accidental overdoses and alleged intentional poisonings. Sentencing is expected at a later date. In Arkansas, a member of a well-known family has been charged in a child molestation case that is drawing widespread attention. Joseph Duggar is facing charges related to alleged sexual abuse involving a minor. Authorities say the investigation centers on accusations that the abuse occurred over a period of time. Details about the victim have not been released in accordance with laws protecting minors. Duggar is part of a family that gained national recognition through reality television, though officials stress that the case is being handled strictly within the criminal justice system. TLC's 19 Kids and Counting aired from 2008 to 2015 when the show was promptly canceled when it came to light older brother Josh Duggar molested several young girls when he was between the ages of 12 and 16. The victims included his four sisters. 6 years later, Duggar was arrested for receiving and possessing child pornography and is still serving a 12-year prison sentence. Law enforcement says Joseph Duggar's charges stem from an ongoing investigation, and additional evidence may be presented as the case proceeds. Duggar has not been convicted and, like all defendants, is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. Cases involving crimes against children are often complex and sensitive, requiring specialized investigators and prosecutors. Officials say protecting victims and ensuring due process remains the top priority as the legal process moves forward. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.